Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to Jack Finch on Shine Radio's Rise and Shine. It's a Thursday morning, but this is, I'll break down the illusion. This is pre-recorded because we're in a tavern sipping on a lovely pint of ale. I'm here with my main man, Tony Moore. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Jack.
Nice to speak to you, mate. And we're here at the Coach and Horses of Compton. Now, this is combining various interviews here. I interviewed at the Coach and Horses Kieran Alistair, who run this hallowed pub, Compton being kind of in the Mardens near Upark. And Tony is like, he's like the resident performer here. And Tony, I obviously interviewed you a few months ago. Obviously, you listening might not have heard this wonderful interview. Tony, you're a hallowed musician. You've got an incredibly illustrious career, having been in Iron Maiden, Cutting Crew. You've done various solo projects, been in, you know, innumerable bands. And now you're on this incredible journey doing your performance Awake, which we're going to hear about today, because you're going to be performing it to us in this area very soon.
Absolutely. I think the last time we talked, the plan was to do it, but we didn't have a date or a location.
Yeah.
Now we have a date and a location, which is exciting.
Spot on. Double whammy.
Yes. June the 10th.
Yeah.
But more excitingly than June the 10th is where it's going to be, actually in Compton,
yeah,
which is
brilliant.
Where we are right now.
Well, you've developed a relationship with Compton, if I dare I say it myself. I mean, I'm just, you know, you tell me what you think, but I've now seen you in Compton probably three times since I've done the interview. Obviously, you're a Londoner. Well, you live in London. Bristol origins, which we covered. You were, you know, sort of jobbing musician over Bristol in your younger years, and then you had this incredible career. You know, to those listening, everyone knows Iron Maiden. And obviously, you know, Cutting Crew, that like iconic song, "I'll just die in your arms tonight." Sorry if my voice, I don't do justice.
You do it beautifully.
I do it beautifully. Haven't even done my voice warm-ups. So, you know, now you're on this quest, Awaked. I've seen already, I've had the privilege of seeing this in London. And at the time, there was a lot of vagaries, as you said. You knew you were going to do it around this area, but you didn't know where and when. So you're going to be performing on June the 10th.
Yes.
In Compton, here in this village.
Yes, in the little school almost next door to the Coach and Horses. So the nice thing about Compton, of course, is that it's a very friendly village, and everyone's down here wants to be a part of what we're doing musically.
Yeah.
Tonight I was just doing a little informal show in the pub because I love to play music.
Yeah.
And every time I've got a weekend free, I just give them a call, Alistair or Kira, whoever answers the phone. I say, "Do you fancy some live music tomorrow night? I fancy coming down because I just love it down here, right?"
So it's brilliant. I mean, it's only just down the A3. Obviously, this area, the kind of Petersfield to Chichester area, is such a heavenly spot. So, you know, you've got this incredible just valley of hills. You've got the Upark Estate here. You've got incredibly chair. I mean, this pub, Alistair and Kira, have done a fantastic job. I interviewed them, you know, a few months ago, and they're obviously very excited taking on this project, you know, integrating fine dining cuisine, but also just like the true kind of pub ethos, like cozy, oldie worldy. And you obviously have a deep passion to it, because I've sat here with the beautiful ambience of your tunes, but obviously when you're doing the music here, often you're sort of, the emphasis on covers maybe appealing to the kind of general palate whilst eating.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I the covers that I play are only songs that I love.
Yeah.
So, and this room here, the dining room at the Coach and Horses, is such a lovely, informal, welcoming space. But I keep a piano here, right?
Yeah.
I've left a piano at the pub and
the
a guitar.
The Tony Moore guitar.
So that whenever I'm here, I can just pull out of the cupboard and off we go.
So to those listening, you know, if you're feeling in need of some musical nourishment, some delicious food and some beautiful pub ambience, and you're in the Petersfield area, it's about a 10 to 15 minute drive from Petersfield. It's just beyond South Harting. You've got to come down here and watch Tony in his element. But obviously, more excitingly, you've got Awake coming. Now, Awake, let's talk about Awake. So this is, I remember when I went to see it, when you performed it in London months ago now, you kind of framed it to us, it was my mum and myself who went along, as more than just a gig, more than just a concert, it was a sort of performance. Now let's hear about how Awake came about. What is it?
So Awake is based on an album that I wrote at the beginning of 2021, whilst we were in the second lockdown. And during that time, the only thing I could do was make music, right? Because nothing else was happening in the world.
Yeah.
And so I thought I would indulge myself and write a concept album.
Yeah.
And it started with the opening track called Awake, which I'd just written and did a live stream of. It's 8.5 minutes long and full of guitar solos, and I thought, no one's going to like this. And bizarrely enough, I had all these amazing comments saying how much they loved it. So I thought, this could be the beginning of a concept album. So I just set myself the task of using stream of consciousness. I gave myself 2 months to write it all in and record it. And it tumbled out of me, and it's really a little bit of what happened to us all over the last two or three years. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit about the self-reflection on my life's journey as a musician. And it's a bit about my relationship with my mum and how she got dementia and I became her carer.
It was very touching, that.
All of which, on paper, sounds maybe it's a little bit dour or moribund, but actually... No. It's quite a universal message that's coming through, and musically, it's you can never guess what's going to come next.
Well, from my experience as a spectator, having seen it, it's almost hard to define in just a sort of pithy sentence, because you do seem to cover the whole range of human experience there, like life, birth, death, enjoyment, love, war, everything. And the overall experience, I think you've got there's an optimist in you, Tony, from what I saw. There's a sort of almost like an innocence, which is really lovely as well in amongst it all. And it was... Obviously, I this is just my own subjective interpretation, but they had like sort of, culturally there were overtones of like prog rock a little bit. I got like vibes of, that kind of those sort of the big visuals, but also a very nuanced experience. It's not just a man and a guitar. You have gone through, obviously, clearly lots of visual archives, and you have a screen at the back, and it's a rounded artistic experience because you're watching footage that's, sourced from, I imagine, extraordinary amount of material at the same time.
Yeah.
So you've not just written music, but you've managed to curate a show based on visuals. That must have been a very laborious and extraordinary process.
Laborious could describe it. I think insanely time consuming is another way of putting it. But the point is, as I was writing the music, I knew it had to be a show.
Yeah.
So I was collating the visuals to go with each song as I wrote it. And by the time I'd finished it, I was trying out the songs online with the visuals. So I managed to do these green screen live streams where I'd invent a whole stadium stage with what looks like a giant screen behind me, right?
Yeah.
It's just me, the perspective of me much smaller, right? So I could try out the visuals online and then look back at them and see how they worked. That helped me evolve it. The album's not technically released yet because I knew that I didn't want to just put a whole concept album out into the world with no promotion, no marketing, no awareness. I thought I'm going to go old school, create the show and win my audience one by one. I'm going to stand on a stage.
They want to go and buy it.
Yes. And they just want to be a part of the journey, right?
Yeah.
And they will talk about it. So my journey is every single night to take 50, 100, 200, 300, but how many people turn up and share my journey with them. And then hopefully they become ambassadors for Awake and tell their friends and spread the story. It's been 2 years of doing this now. I've done about nearly 50 shows. Mm-hmm. And it's grown and evolved over that time as well. But the core of it is exactly the same.
Yeah. It felt like there was a malleability to it because... You even spoke about it when performing to us that you were, this is a new feature, this is a new wing, and you might, and I can imagine that over time you might trim back things and integrate, and it feels like it's a burgeoning project, which is obviously an exciting, it's a very active, a very alive thing, rather than static.
Yeah, to be honest, it's always going to be work in progress.
Yeah.
Because every time I do the show, I will, not only like in live music anyway, every show is different because it's a different audience and sometimes things go wrong, right?
Yeah.
So I have to make that part of the show because, it's happened. And some people love that, actually. They quite like the fact that I messed something up or I missed something or something went wrong.
Yeah.
There's a humanity to it. But I am also aware that each time I do the show, there may be something that I can change in a video, or there's a new element I can add in the lighting, or sometimes a new song that I introduce, because lots of people have seen the show. Some people have seen every single show.
Not
missed a show, right?
Wow, I've got
and this
fans.
This blows my mind, right?
Yeah.
But it's also because I think that the experience is bigger than me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, like a vessel for a bigger message, a bigger concept, an idea. I mean, you're not wrestling with the trivia, but then it is that it's a playfulness as well. And I think it's obviously crucially entertaining because it's visually beautiful. Your music's good. You're obviously a very good, you're clearly just a very good, proficient musician. You're a guitarist, you're a keyboardist, you're a singer. So, I mean, are there any other instruments that feature in it? Obviously, it's been multiple months since I've seen it. Was it just that?
As I'm performing it live, I'm playing acoustic guitar, electric guitar, sort of lead guitar within that, and piano.
Yeah. Genres do you think it like appeals to? For, anyone wants to come along, which should happen to many.
Okay, so the thing is that everything in this show has something to do with my life.
Yeah.
Right, at different points in my life. So there's nothing random.
Mm-hmm.
Musically, all of my influences growing up, because when I was 13, this is what I wanted to do. Yeah. Exactly this.
Right.
To stand on the stage and to play lead guitar and be all theatrical, and just like Genesis and Pink Floyd and Yes and, all the great prog rock bands, but also like the Beatles, right? Mm. And David Bowie.
Yeah.
even Mark Bolan, although it's, maybe there's not so much Mark Bolan in it, but you can listen to one track and you might think, oh, I can see some of the influences that there's a bit progressive there. And then the next track will just blindside you because you could never guess where it's going to go next. Mm-hmm. Unless you've seen it before. Yeah. I wanted the music to be a real journey. Yeah. I call it a journey to discover truth, meaning and love in a world gone crazy.
Brilliant.
And at the end of it, we've all got to a place where we feel something different at the end of the night than we did at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And our lives are a bit more enriched. Mine, because I've shared it with everyone, and hopefully everyone else, because they've experienced something they couldn't guess was going to happen.
So it's sort of moving people, stirring something in people, and that combined with an entertaining evening. And I think you're going to be performing this on the 10th of June, is that correct?
10th of June.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, so I was coming down to Compton every now and then, playing the piano on a Saturday night, having fun with the locals, hanging out with Kieran Alistair, and just really enjoying my time here. And as I was preparing my show to be able to take it on the road, they suggested that I use the parish rooms around the corner to set it up and rehearse it. So I came down over 4 days, 2 weekends, and had like the longest days ever as I went through every single cable it had to go where, measuring out where the lights needed to go to so that the spotlights would hit me in the middle of the stage at the particular songs. I did all my pre-production here in Compton, and I said, I should do a gig right here, right? Because some of the locals came in and saw what I was doing, saw the smoke coming out the windows. Yeah. I went, is it on fire? What's happening in there?
I imagine a small rural English village that elicits a lot of curiosity.
And I said, I can't do it in the parish rooms because sadly they're too small. We can't get an audience in. It's full of gear. Mm. But someone suggested I look at the school gym, right? I had a look at it.
So this is Compton Primary School, presumably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it primary or a bigger school? Anyway, it's the school right next to the Coach and Horses.
Yeah.
It's got a beautiful space. They do cinema in there anyway, right? So it's room for about 100 in there. So it's quite limited tickets.
Yeah.
But I promise everyone who comes, it'll be something that Compton's never seen before and may never see again.
Absolutely, injecting Compton with a whole new energy. You know, this is what we need. So if people want to come along, they can obviously find tickets online on Tony Moore's website.
So if you go to tonymooremusic.com or awakemusic.info.
Yep.
Or if you go to the Coach and Horses pub, a website, which is, I think, Coach and Horses pub. .com, I think. We'll check that.
I shall clarify that at some later stage. But look, if people are to look up Coach and Horses Compton online, they'll be redirected to the website,
absolutely.
No doubt. And to clarify, obviously, you can get booked tickets to come along on the 10th of June, and the concert commences at what time?
The doors will open from around 7:30, but the exciting thing is that we're going to be doing a barbecue at the pub starting from about 4 in the afternoon. So you can all come down, have something to eat, have a great barbecue, get some beers, and then come up and join us.
Yeah.
There'll be a bar in the venue as well.
Yeah.
If you can't make the barbecue, just come for the show. But actually, I would suggest you come and join us for the barbecue, because I'm going to be here as well having ribs and burgers and stuff.
So Alistair and Kira mentioned that they'll be beginning that from around 4 p.m. on Saturday the 10th of June. So obviously that's like a precursor to the event and the gig. So people will be milling around here as you get some delicious barbecue food, maybe having a drink, a pre-drink, and then heading down there for 7-ish, watching you perform. And obviously enjoying having a really enjoyable experience, an enjoyable night. And there'll be a bar there as well.
Yes.
So this is all going to be in the village of Compton, obviously held between the Coach and Horses pub and then redirected to the local school here immediately next door to the pub.
Which is like a minute's walk away.
A minute's walk.
It's so like perfect setup.
Perfectly situated. So all in all, a very enjoyable experience and sort of, you know, inducting us into summer. There should be a really great atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it immensely.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming along and bringing a few characters. And Tony, is there anything else that you'd like to share about us with the project of Awake and yourself?
If you sign up to the mailing list, I don't send out a lot of emails.
Yeah.
But there's some interesting aspects of the journey. In July, I'm going to be filming it in a very cool location in London with a new TV station that's starting up. We're going to do like 4 or 5 camera shoot and do it in a really fascinating place. So I'm going to create a little bit of legacy at this point.
Brilliant.
I've also got a book coming.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Amazing. Yeah.
And we've designed the book to look like an album.
Oh, cool.
But when you open it up, it's full of all the pictures from the very beginning, 2.5 years ago, leading up to now, all the lyrics. And also, you'll be able to scan a QR code for each song.
Amazing.
And be able to download the music.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a hybrid book album,
yeah.
But it's going to be a beautiful keepsake and a memory. And we're finalising that at the moment. I hope we'll have it here by June the 10th. But if not, it will be available on Amazon. It'll be available online. It's going to be good.
That sounds great. So check out Tony Moore online and obviously book tickets if you want to get tickets, because it's limited capacity,
yes.
And there's already interest circulating in the pub here tonight and other nights that Tony's been just sort of planting the seeds.
Yeah, we'll
so you can book for a sort of slightly reduced price online instead of turning up at the door, which you can also buy tickets for if people were to just sort of spontaneously
yes.
turn up. But yeah, 10th of June, obviously come to the barbecue before in the Coach and Horses, then rock on down to the primary school to come and watch Tony in action performing away. So Tony, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you for coming. Yet again.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm going to be a permanent fixture down here now.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you on again. Well, you've been listening to Jack Finch on Shine Radio's Rise and Shine, talking to musician and legend Tony Moore, promoting his upcoming concert, Awake, performed in Compton at the school on 10th of June. Stay tuned for much more. Yeah.
What was the rival to the VHS video format? Which author predicted the Apollo moon landing? Who became the youngest winner of the Wimbledon men's singles title?
Petersfield's Shine Radio with Ian Crossman.
I have quiz questions on all sorts of topics for you to test your general knowledge and see if you can score the magical 5 out of 5.
The Brighter Minds quiz is proudly supported by Church's College.
Every Saturday and Sunday night from 9.
Petersfield's Shine Radio.